As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was good.
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
In celebration of the reopening of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library and Museum and the former president's 85th birthday, we sat down with Nobel laureate Jimmy Carter to talk about the highlights of his presidency and his hopes for the Carter Center.
Well, you have quite a legacy of mediating, and perhaps the Camp David Accords would come to mind. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience and what that was like?
Well, when I became president, there had been four wars. Excuse me, when I became president, there had been four wars in the previous 25 years. All of them attacks on Israel led by Egypt, which is the most formidable Arab country in military capability, since they were supplied with weapons by the Soviet Union or Russia at that time. And I thought that the Mideast was a very important place for America and for the Soviet Union, and was the most likely place that we could actually erupt into another world war. And so I decided to make my best effort to resolve the problem between Israel and Egypt, and hopefully between Israel and the Palestinians, and Israel and Jordan, and Israel and Syria, and Israel and Lebanon. So just a few days after I became president, we began working on this. I knew I had to do it the first year I was in office, or it never would get done. And so I met with all the leaders and eventually was able to bring the two very courageous leaders to Camp David. They despised each other. They had, as I said, been at war, and both sides had killed the young men and women of the other side, and they had bombed each other and condemned each other, you know, in public statements. But they came. Menachem Begin from Israel and Anwar Sadat, president of Egypt. And the men were quite different. Shortly before I went to Camp David, I went on vacation, and I had two enormous books prepared to me by psychiatrists and psychologists and historians, analyzing psychologically Begin and Sadat. So I memorized those books before we got to Camp David and learned the difference between the two men and what they had in common. And so when I got to Camp David, I knew how to deal with them as best I could learn in advance. Anwar Sadat considered himself to be my personal friend. And he maybe trusted me too much. And Menachem Begin was suspicious of me, and he didn't trust me enough. So that was the difference between them, basically, when we got to Camp David. And all the Egyptians thought Sadat was too easy in making concessions, compromises. And all of the Israeli delegation, about 50 on each side, thought Begin was too stingy, too reluctant to make concessions for peace. And because the two men were so different, I was able eventually to kind of, you know, weave them so they worked out on a eventual compromises and success. I tried to have the two men negotiate with me personally for 3 days in a little room in my cabin. And they were so incompatible that we couldn't make any progress. So for the last 10 days we were at Camp David, I never let them see each other. And so I went back and forth to Begin and negotiate. I'd go to Sadat and negotiate. They would go to sleep. I would have to continue to keep on working. And we did this for 10 days and eventually worked out an agreement that led to a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt 30 years ago, not a single word of which has ever been violated. We still have a way to go between Israel and the Palestinians and Israel and Syria and Lebanon. But I hope that will come under President Obama.
And we had heard about your one-sheet method, actually. We were wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
It really, more than a sheet, it's a one-document method. Other negotiators or mediators have had an inclination to tell one side one thing and to tell the other side something different in order to try to get them somehow to come together. I decided when I became a mediator that I would just have one document, one text. And what I would do in case of Camp David and other negotiations is to try to understand in advance both sides and to try to draft myself on my own computer or back in those days on a tablet paper what I thought was a fair agreement. And then I would take that same paper to Sadat, and he would look it over and said, I can't agree to this, I can't agree to that. And then I would take the same document exactly to Begin and say, Sadat agrees with this, he doesn't agree with that. And then as they agreed, then I would improve the document to include fewer and fewer disagreements as we agreed on a few things. And so I've done that, but I convinced both sides in every case of mediation that I was telling both sides exactly the same thing. So they would trust not only me, but trust the other side as well. And we would narrow down the disagreements until the final day, when hopefully, in most cases, a complete agreement on every issue would be reached. That's not always possible. It was at Camp David, but I've had other efforts when it wasn't quite possible to reach agreement at that time. Sometimes we went back again and tried and had success. Sometimes we were not able to prevent, unfortunately, a war.
Be sure to tune in every Wednesday in September for more of our interview with President Carter. To learn more about the Carter Center and its mission of waging peace, fighting disease, and building hope, visit www.cartercenter.org. And as always, for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.